Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
I don't know if you are watching the hearings into the January 6th insurrection, the congressional hearings. The opening statement into the hearing had a ton of viewers, like 20 million people were watching. It's tapered off since. But this thing is not really measured by viewers. It's measured by effectiveness. And the truth is, it's about 14 or 15 months late. This thing should have happened over a year ago, when it was not only fresh on people's mind, but it was the most pressing issue of the day. And people have had to live their lives. And by and large, every influential person responsible, every elected official responsible, has gotten off completely and probably will continue to be free from this, free from any real responsibility. And more than anything else, I think all of this is happening way past the window of when it should have happened. I understand the adage, better late than never. Sometimes that's not true. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Everything that we do, we as human beings on planet Earth, everything that we do happens in time. There is a date, there is a time, there is a moment in time, there is a context to the time. Everything that we do happens at a certain time and place in human history. And when the January 6th insurrection took place, to me, and, you know, I have followers who feel 100 different ways about it. I mean, I thought it was a horrible moment for the United States, as it would be for any country in the world, to literally have your capital taken over by a bunch of slobbish, angry rednecks who, truthfully, would have ripped the head off of particular congresspeople if they could have found them, maybe would have killed Mike Pence if they could have gotten their hands on Mike Pence as they were chanting that they wanted to hang him. And it was so unreal. During the American Civil War of the 1860s, they could not take over the American Capitol. They could not get into D.C. and take the Capitol over. During World War I, World War II, any other war, it's never happened until our time, when a bunch of angry Trump supporters, guided and motivated by Trump, who were only in the Capitol on January 6th, a random date, except it's when the election was going to be certified. They were only there to interrupt the certification of the election. And basically, by any means necessary, police officers died. A Trump supporter, Ashley Babbitt, was shot and killed by security. I have weird feelings about that. I'm never in support of police shooting and killing people particularly if they're unarmed. But Ashley Babbitt was about to breach a room that had congresspeople that Secret Service agent, congressional security, were trying to protect. And it was such a catastrophic moment for America that something needed to happen right away. Now, it should have been locked down on the scene, like right there where no one got away at all, zero. But they didn't. They refused, in great part because Trump and his administration was in charge of security. The Washington, D.C. police failed as well. They should have secured the perimeter and forced everybody who was there to be arrested and interrogated. And instead, they just let everybody walk away. Crazy. We talked about it at the time that it was truly only because it was thousands and thousands of white folk that were there. Had it been anything else, anybody else, it would not have gone down that way. But that's how it went down. And instead of making the investigation and a national emergency that is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week operation, it dragged on first for weeks, then a few months, then a few seasons. Now we're into a few years. And now that the hearings have started, we have had the up and down wave of the pandemic, the up and down wave of the economy, the up and down wave of gas prices. We have had multiple mass shootings, moments of horrible pain, bigotry, white supremacy, violence. And it's not that America has completely moved on from the insurrection, but it's a lot to ask people to wait nearly 2 years. And that's what people have done. And while I still think, yes, better late than never in theory, it shouldn't have been late. And people could say, well, it takes this long. Nah, it doesn't. If it was treated like the true emergency that it was, people should have been working on this 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, for weeks on end until it all got done. And they should have done this in 6 to 8 weeks. Here we are. And Republicans, they've definitely moved on. Like they don't give a damn. And I'm talking about Republicans that the day of and the day after were saying that this was a low point in American history. They're not even saying that anymore. They don't even believe that anymore. They've moved the hell on. They have completely moved on. And I don't even think that Joe Biden or the Department of Justice or the Attorney General or the FBI, I don't think they have the guts or the courage to actually hold these people accountable. From Trump, his family, his administration, and other key supporters and leaders in the government, from particular congresspeople on down, they're not going to hold, in essence, themselves accountable. And when I say themselves, white people in power at the highest level, no matter what their party, white people in power at the highest level rarely hold themselves accountable. They'll hold other people accountable. They'll either hold white people who aren't in power accountable, or they'll hold people from other races and cultures who are in power accountable. But white people in power rarely hold other white people in power accountable. There's not a lot of precedent for that. And that's what we're seeing. That's why it moved at this pace. I think Trump will basically get away not only with that, but with everything. That seems to be his MO. Even though it appears that there are 20 different types of crimes and cases against Trump, from sexual assault issues to financial improprieties on down, it truly looks as if like the evil villain in some ways will laugh the last laugh and will continue just to do what he's doing. Listen, we're doing something very different now with the podcast. And for the past 3 years, nearly every episode of the podcast has been on Instagram, where my biggest base of followers and support are. But for this episode and for the foreseeable future, we're back only on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and we want to see you there. You can also listen to the full episodes at thenorthstar.com or on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Please become a subscriber and a member at thenorthstar.com or on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Support independent journalism so we can continue to come on here and say what you're not going to hear on CNN or MSNBC, particularly around the issue of challenging white power and white supremacy. It's as if that's not even an issue when you listen to the mainstream press. But we need your support. So go to thenorthstar.com or now go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, type in The Breakdown with Sean King and become a member today. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.